Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at appreciation, at how we show appreciation to the people in our lives, and a couple of simple tips and mind games that people can play to consider who's important to them and how they can show that. I guess we're using Father's Day as a bit of a catalyst for this, and using it as a way to consider our relationships for the other 364 days a year, something that I'm really, really keen to encourage people to do. These days often encourage us to show our appreciation for people, often through gifts and things that we do. It's less common for us to actually to talk with people and actually talk about our appreciation and talk about why people are important to us and the roles that they've played. It's really, really common for people to let the cards that we buy speak for us. And I guess the reality of that is that, you know, any card cannot capture the nature of the relationship that you have with a particular person, the importance of those people in your life, and the highly personal nature of relationships. So I guess any card that another family member may give to someone else at another in another part of Australia is probably too general to really capture the importance of a particular person and the role that they've played in your life. And research has actually shown that our ability to show gratitude to the people in our life and to thank them for the role that they've played has actually been linked to our own experiences and likelihood of being able to achieve states of happiness. And research has shown that people that are able to understand, pinpoint and express their gratitude, the things that they're grateful for, are actually happier overall. So we can actually, when we give our gratitude, we actually gain as well. So a couple of mind games to be able to play and ways to actually think about how we talk our gratitude. So I would have people consider a relationship that they have in their life and focus on that particular person's role in their own key developmental stages and milestones, in those important milestones of life that have been really important to us. Changing schools, getting first job, graduating, going to university, being married, becoming a parent. All of these are milestones where important relationships are there for us, and there's often in these milestones a lot of opportunity for gratitude. So have a think about the role that that person has played in your life, and have a think about how that person has actually shaped your role as a child, parent, employee, community member, or person in general. Think about the values and the strengths that you see in that person, the values and strengths that are actually important to you and that actually embody your life and their role in shaping those. If you can, think of a really specific example that stands out for you of the important role that this person's played in your life. And write these things down. Write them in a letter to the person. If you think that it would be really difficult to share that verbally, then you can actually give them the letter. Or write it down so that you're actually really clear for yourself, so when you're able to actually express that, the real goodness and the real gratitude and the real appreciation shines through. So, using real words to show real appreciation. Be grateful this week on Mind Games.